go back to the company and tell them we just had to have an agreement and to try to show some little attitude of flexibility to consider them. He thinks it'll do no good, and we all think it'll do no good, and we thought about asking you to talk to somebody, but then they might say, well, you were trying to pressure them and get you involved, and you're doing pretty well. We don't know about that. I thought, get your judgment. But in any event, I would think that we're going to have an injunction in 10 days. I would think that the attitude for an injunction would be better today than it would be 10 days from now. Particularly if I can get an agreement from the labor people that they'll give me extension till Congress gets back here and not over the Christmas holidays. If they wouldn't give it to me, I think I could damn sure get my law pretty well if they refused me. So I'd have either way balanced that way. So,
I mean, you get your law.
What if I sent up a law? If I had to send up a new one, I'd have a lot more. The public would revolt if labor refused.
Right. But when would you get your law? You'd wait until December.
Oh yeah, sure. Sure, have to.
Hell of a nasty time to.
Oh yes, but Goldberg says that Meany says, and I can't say this to another human, not even your lawyer. Because Wirtz, you know, gets upset when anybody talks, and I don't blame him. But Goldberg and Meany was over yesterday when I talked to you, and you said the right thing for him, and he left pretty well understanding. But he said that he wanted to put it off as long as he could, of course. But said, I'll tell you, if I were the president, I would move immediately, decisively, and let them know that nobody's going to run the war away from him. The airline planes carried the material and others. And if he does move, and just says before it even starts, it's not going to be allowed. Now, you goddamn fellas better work out something in 80 days. He said, then that puts the heat on both of them. And then he says they won't be passing local resolutions. He said, if you don't do that, I've got the meeting of the executive council on Tuesday morning. I'm going to raise $5 million slush fund. I'm going to put it behind them because this little union can't hold out a week without some help. And then I'm going to ask every state leader to go out and get us resolutions and pass it up. And he said, by the time we get all that done, then you move on out, laughed hardly. They're going to say he's a strikebreaker. And that seems to make sense to me. If they're going to meet Tuesday, if they're going to raise the money Tuesday, if they're going to start getting resolutions Tuesday. And the only thing I would gain by waiting 10 days would be to move it from December the 20th to December the 30th. And if he'll move it himself by giving me an oral assurance that he'll give me an extension, then I'll get it past Christmas anyway and I can get my Congress back in here. Although I'm not sure, the more I see of it, Mansfield comes out for wage and price control this morning. He hadn't talked to me at all.